Of course, state politicians aren't the only ones focusing on the health care issue during this election year. The presidential candidates are all touting health care reform plans, too.
And with us now to look at how they would address these problems is NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie. And let's start with what we've just been talking about. Would any of the candidates address these alleged abuses in the insurance industry?
Well, not really directly. And I think it's important to remember that the regulation of health insurance is something that has traditionally been left to the state. So this is something that you would expect to happen at the state level. But in fact, you do have the Democrats who are addressing some of these issues with insurance regulation. Both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama include some new requirements for insurance companies in their health plans. They would ban exclusions for pre-existing conditions and make sure that coverage be continued as long as people continue to pay their premiums. So that would address the California issue. They would not certainly address issues of what they're talking about in New York, the kind of minutiae of how insurers might manipulate prices. The Republicans, on the other hand, Senator John McCain, former Governor Mike Huckabee, and Congressman Ron Paul, all want less regulation. So they certainly wouldn't go after this at all.
Right. Well, let's talk about their various plans. None of them would see an end to the health insurance company as a major role in health insurance. But there is an interesting poll out this week, Julie, tell us about it, about Americans' attitudes toward that and toward the idea of having a government-sponsored single-payer system.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, the poll was about the phrase socialized medicine, which is, of course, for years been used as a terrible slur against any politician. Of course, socialized medicine is a system in which the government both pays the bills and owns the hospital and pays doctors a salary. So by that definition, Medicare is not socialized medicine, something like the VA would be. And this new poll from the Harvard School of Public Health and Harris Interactive found that of people who actually understood the term, 45% thought that a socialized medicine system would be better than the system the U.S. has now, while only 39% thought it would be worse. And that's actually a fairly large number. Of course, the split was enormous along party lines. 70% of Democrats said a socialized medicine system would be better, while 70% of Republicans said it would be worse. But significantly among independent voters, they broke slightly in favor of a socialized medicine system, which suggests that when we get to the fall, the general election issue, health care is going to be fairly significant.
Of course, none of the presidential candidates are proposing that. The only one who did, Dennis Kucinich, is now out of the race. Let's focus on the Democrats for a moment. Between Senators Clinton and Obama, they have similar health care plans, yet their difference can be summed up in a word, really, the word mandate, right?
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, their plans are very, very close. But this has been the one issue where they really disagree. And it's really become a big ideological split between the two candidates. Senator Clinton would require everyone to have health insurance. She says that that is a core Democratic value, you know, universal coverage for all. And that Senator Obama's plan would leave perhaps 15 million people uncovered because it is voluntary. Only children would be mandated to have coverage under Senator Obama's plan. Senator Obama says that his subsidies would be large enough that pretty much everybody who wants coverage could get it, and that he thinks that they could cover, you know, pretty much everyone. I think the preponderance of health economists side with Senator Clinton on this one. They say that really without a mandate, you're not going to cover everyone. And we've seen that, I think, with a lot of public programs that are, perhaps, you know, that are free, like the State Children's Health Insurance Program and Medicaid. You really don't get everyone to sign up for a variety of reasons. So there's reasons for the health insurance system as a whole that you might want a mandate in order to get everyone in. Senator Obama hasn't ruled out a mandate in the future if everyone doesn't sign up. But for the moment, that's the big difference between the two of them.
And the Republicans, what are they calling for?
Well, the Republicans are looking a lot more, obviously, at less regulation. Mike Huckabee is looking at certainly, you know, more preventive care. He, of course, is famous for, you know, losing more than 100 pounds. John McCain is looking at more sort of on the cost side and less on the coverage side, trying to bring down costs by paying doctors and hospitals according to how well they actually produce better health outcomes. Ron Paul, of course, who's a doctor, most people don't know that, wants to, his libertarian streak shows here in his health plan, wants to just get rid of most government regulation and let the market do its thing.
NPR's Julie Rovner. Thank you, Julie.
You're very welcome.